And the master of the galley laughed, and reaching out he took the pearl, and when he saw it, he pressed it to his forehead and bowed. "It shall be," he said, "for the sceptre of the young king," and he made a sign to the negroes to draw up the anchor. And when the young king heard this, he gave a great cry and woke, and through the window he saw the long grey fingers of the dawn clutching at the fading stars.